This is your Press TV news in brief. Following a 10-day halt, thousands of Iraqi army and volunteer forces have resumed their massive operations to liberate the city of Tikrit of ISIL. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Heydar al-Abadi ordered the resumption of the battle against the Takfiri terrorists who are still holding positions inside the city. Two U.S. Republican congressmen have proposed a bill aimed at combating the rising tide of international boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. And the bill mandates prospective contractors with the U.S. government to certify that they're not participating in any Israeli boycott. Egypt and Saudi Arabia have deployed warships to the strategic Bab al-Mandab Strait off Yemen's coast. The two countries are reportedly considering a ground invasion of Yemen to secure a foothold for fugitive former President Hadi. They're also engaging in army mercenaries to fight members of Yemen's Ansarullah movement as well. People in several countries have held protest rallies against the Saudi aggression against Yemen. In Bahrain, regime forces fired tear gas at the protesters. And in Palestine, demonstrators chanted anti-Saudi slogans outside the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Pakistanis also protested in Karachi against the Saudi invasion. Yemen's fugitive former president Abu Rabu Mansour Hadi is in Egypt to participate in the Arab League summit over the weekend. He earlier fled the port city of Aden to Saudi Arabia amid airstrikes against Yemen. Now, the Arab League will most likely discuss forming a joint military force. In a phone conversation, the U.S. president and German chancellor have pressed a long-term comprehensive deal with Iran. The White House says the two leaders urge Iran to take the final steps necessary to resolve several remaining issues. And this comes as nuclear talks between negotiating sides are underway in Switzerland.